Hi, if you love cinemas as much as I do, I'm sure you'll have a great time listening to my podcast. With this podcast, I want to have a conversation with some of India's most influential names in the film and television industry. You'll hear directors, actors, cinematographers, choreographers, editors, music and sound professionals share their experiences and stories, all while telling us how it's done. Well, if you're wondering who I am, my name is Sitanshu Datta, and I am a professional cinematographer and editor. The first few episodes are the products of my Instagram sessions. The idea of this podcast is to educate and empower the aspiring community of filmmakers in India. I hope you enjoy listening to them as some of the most amazing filmmakers pour their hearts out and let us in on what goes into making films. So join me on this journey as we find out what's behind the plot. My guest today is Akarsh Khurana, the man who directed Karwa, Hijack, the upcoming Rashmi Rocket, and Mismatched. He has also written for movies like Krish, Krish 3, Kites, You, Me or Hum, Humshakals, and his famous show, TVF Tripling. You may have also spotted him acting in Ye Meri Family, Bhangra Pale or Befikre. He's also known for his theatre production house, AK Various, which has staged at least 75 plays, performed over 1,000 shows across 26 cities, India and abroad. What do I say? This man is multifaceted and an absolute beast of a teacher to many. I've had the privilege to be his cinematographer for a project, and I can totally vouch for his awesomeness. Please bear in mind, this episode is an extract from the original Instagram live chat, and I'd like to apologize for the poor audio quality. If you'd like to watch the entire chat, please find me on Instagram at the rate Sitanshu Datta. So without further ado, let's get right into the chat.
How have you been?
I've been okay, yaar. I've just, oh my god, the whole Taurani family is here. Okay.
Yeah, everyone is here.
I'm learning from you only. This is basically because of you. I had to pull out my jacket. I just want to make it very clear why I'm dressed like this.
Correct. Everybody should know. I think we should do this after an interval of every 20 minutes. Just make an announcement.
This is my jacket. बीच बीच में वो तू मुझसे पूछ लेना कि आपने जैकेट क्यों पहना है तो मैं बोलूंगा क्योंकि स्नेहा ने थी
परफेक्ट सर माइंड ब्लोइंग बट हाउ यू बीन हाउ इज क्वारंटाइन ट्रीटिंग यू व्हाट हैव यू बीन अप टू
इट्स एक्चुअली बीन क्वाइट हेक्टिक इट्स बीन क्वाइट बिजी वो फर्स्ट मंथ देयर वर सम राइटिंग डेडलाइंस एंड स्टफ सो मतलब उसके साथ थोड़ा सा बिजी था अभी फिलहाल लास्ट ईयर वी हैड शॉट अ शो फॉर नेटफ्लिक्स तो उसके फाइनल एडिट्स चल रहे हैं तो नाउ वी आर यूजिंग टेक्नोलॉजी टू आवर बेनिफिट इन लाइक डूइंग रिमोट एडिटिंग
करेक्ट
एंड वो सब चल रहा है सो इट्स बीन क्वाइट बिजी यार तो एंड अभी या सो नाउ लेट्स सी अभी हाउ लॉन्ग इट गोज ऑन बट या अभी तो मतलब सी द थिंग इज आई थिंक दैट पर्टिकुलरली इफ यू आर राइटिंग एंड स्टफ एंड ऑल ऑफ दिस इज गोइंग ऑन सी वी आर फॉर्चुनेट दैट देयर हैज बीन सम वर्क बट आई थिंक मतलब ऐसा इन दैट सेंस वर्किंग फ्रॉम होम इज वर्किंग आउट एंड एक्चुअली थैंक्स टू ऑल दिस इंस्टाग्राम बिजनेस एंड ऑल आई लैंड अप मीटिंग अ लॉट मोर पीपल दैन आई डू इन नॉर्मल लाइफ
या इट्स एक्चुअली मेड अस मोर सोशल दिस होल क्वारंटीन थिंग I don't think we've ever been on so many video calls or live chat ever in our lives.
No, never, never.
That's amazing. Achha, but what was this next?
Varshanti, I am doing Karambucha also. Varshanti, it's not like I'm only doing that. I am doing Garga Kaam also. I am cooking also. You can ask my wife who you personally know. I am helping out. My wife who is just saying hello, sir. Yes, that's you can ask her. I am helping out.
Straight into the chat, please. I have like tons of questions to ask you. And before we do that, I want to tell the people how I know you. I think I've known you for just about a year and a half or so. Akash sir also happens to be my first director. My first DP project ever in my life was with you, sir. I don't know if you're aware of this, are you?
This is the Mohit Zindagi shoot.
I know it's flipped and all.
Oh, nice. Yes, yes.
I stole this clapboard from there. I was like, dude, come on. That's my first.
Makes sense. Utna to bada.
Bilkul. Yaar, ek hi board pe naam hai. Akash Khurana aur Sudhanshu Datta. But yeah, that's how I know, sir. And I think I remember when the first time I came to meet you, sir, there was somebody else who was going to do production. I don't think you'd remember this, but I met you, I shook your hand, and the first line, the first sentence that you said to me was, "Congratulations, you've just replaced 17 people's jobs."
Oh, yeah, I remember this, yeah.
That's when I remember this. Yeah. Matlab, चलो लेट्स गेट स्ट्रेट इन टू योर history. How did it all start? How did direction come into play? How did theaters happen? Theater is a major part of your life.
The advantage for me is that my father, of course, had been part of theater for a very long time. So I think I kind of grew up around the theater, also because he's been an actor for so many years. So I was very, this whole shooting and theater world was quite familiar. Theater as a child, I did a couple of productions. I acted in a couple of productions as a child, but I think following up that interest really happened in school. I was taking part in like school plays and stuff like that, and then eventually in college as well. So that was quite a general interest level tha, but I kind of followed it up on my own in these in school and college and something like that. I think fir Malhar mein main vice chairperson ban gaya tha, so I was kind of around for event.
Thespo was this youth theater festival jisme under 25 if you are you can take part. So wahan pe humne apna pehla first professional production kiya tha 2000 mein. So abhi theater company ko 20 saal hone wale hain.
Yeah, I heard December 20 years are getting
completed. Yeah.
So it's amazing, 20 years. I think AK, for those who don't know, Akash sir has a company named AK Various, and they do some fantastic plays across India. And you've also done international shows, right? A couple of.
Yes, we have traveled to like Dubai and Muscat and stuff, mostly for Indian audiences. But one of our plays did actually go to, it went to London, it performed at the Globe. And it performed at the Globe as a part of a festival over there for London audiences. So that was a huge achievement for us. Yeah.
So how did theaters lead into films and series, and like was it the writing actually or?
Theater to laga hua tha beech mein. I was writing. I started writing. One of the first films I wrote was Krish. My father also has written a lot of films, and he used to work with Robin Butt, who's another very senior writer. And actually, Robin Uncle kind of got me on as like an assistant, as a writing assistant. And so I used to sit and take notes and stuff like that. And then I kind of became like a regular in his team. And then he got me Krish. So I actually started the writing route. And when I finished writing Krish, Rakesh Roshan asked me to assist on the film. So technically, Krish mera film school ban gaya. Because from the first word that was written on the page to the final delivery of the print, I was there for 3 years. So Krish was a great learning experience. So wahan aisa seekh liya tha kaafi. And then I was kind of working with Rakesh Roshan as a writer.
Right.
And I was one of the writers on Kites with Anurag Basu.
Correct.
And I think what happened is that we built a good equation, him and I. And there was a possibility to direct a television film for MTV that came to Anurag Basu. And he was very keen to offer that to me to direct.
Luckily.
So that was actually the first full length kind of thing that I directed, because beech mein matlab aisa web sketches wagera kiye the, but that was a proper like a 75 minute film that had 26 songs. Haan ji,
Sunset
Kala. Yes.
Right.
So that was the first film that I worked on, and then from there, I mean, I guess like yeah, once that happened, then things one thing led to another, and yeah.
Luckily.
And yes, Vijay is right. That is where I met Vijay. He was assisting Dada at that time, Anurag Basu. He was assisting him, Vijay Ganguly. And I met him there, I think.
Right, right.
That's where I met Vijay, of course. Also, interestingly, when I first met Sneha, who you also, you know, had this session with 3 days ago, you know, she was actually a very senior chief AD. And I wanted to work with her very badly. So Real FM was the film I submitted as a showreel to her.
Is this a true story or
not? It is a true story. If she wants to be honest, she'll confirm it over here. But it was a showreel that I basically gave her. And I told her that if you approve of this film, then please consider working with me. So because, I mean, she had worked with like, you know, Ayan Mukherjee and... Milan Luthria and like you know, everybody, and like I was like a first time director, so I had to basically audition for Sneha. So
okay.
Speaking of Real FM, of course, yeah. So yeah,
Nevan, please let us know whether he is saying the truth or this has all been made up. I read Karwa's script and it was love, because we've spoken about Karwa. I think we should continue the conversation on Karwa. It was such a beautiful movie, sir, that you directed. Tell us all about it. How did you think of it? I believe it was written 4 years back, the initial idea or something of that sort, before the film came out.
Yeah, but before Karwa, I also directed another very beautiful film called Hijack. So
I have an intro to that.
You have an intro to that, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. See, Abna, Hijack Public has come onto this live, okay. So, Hijack has to be called out.
So, I was saying that intro is my intro. Knock, knock.
Who's there? Oh! Who's there? Yeah. Hi, who? Very nice.
Hi, Jack. See, I did my little thing.
You must be one of the 27 people who saw the film. So,
but tell us about Karwa, sir. It's such a beautiful movie.
It was written very long before it actually, got made. It was not even called Karwa earlier. It was called Focus. Sneha was of course on the Focus. It was being made earlier by Bijoy Nambiar and this lady called Preeti Rathi Gupta, who eventually was a co-producer on Karwa as well, because she also had the rights to the script, and she was one person who actually championed the script all the way. So that was so actually bante bante reh gayi kuch 4-5 saal pehle before Karwa. And chhoot gaya hamare haathon se, and it was a script that was very close to us, and I think we all were quite shattered for various reasons that couldn't happen. And then about two and a half years ago, after that, it kind of found its way into the hands of Shubh Shiv Dasani, who eventually was the associate producer on Karwa. And so she found it and she really liked it, and then she took it to Ronnie, and then of course one thing led to another, and Preeti was still happy to let me come back and direct it, and then it worked out well. I think it turned out to be quite a special experience and quite a memorable one.
It's a beautiful film with especially it was seeing the three people come together. I mean, Dilkir and Irfan and Mithila's first movie, if I'm not wrong. They had this superb chemistry, which is they're all three very different kinds of people, right? I mean, just from the core of it.
So, yeah,
it was a beautiful way to see them work together, and very nicely done. Even in fact, Avinash Arun did a fantastic job of making.
He's a great cinematographer, and also now, if anyone has seen Patal Lok, he's also a great director. He's done such a great job over there. He's a special guy. So yeah, more power.
Let's get into your direction. I want to know what's the process like. How do you go about a story that comes to your mind? What's the idea?
The thing is, मेरा थोड़ा सा ऐसा इंस्टिंक्टिव रहता है ज्यादा. आई मीन लाइक थिंग इज आई थिंक के यू नो इट्स माय प्रॉब्लम. आई मीन द प्रॉब्लम और द गुड थिंग इज दैट यू नो ऑल द प्रोजेक्ट्स दैट हैव काइंड ऑफ वर्कड आउट फॉर मी हैव ऑल काइंड ऑफ बीन स्लाइटली ऐसा अनप्लान्ड. वो मतलब होते हैं इन काइंड ऑफ द पाइपलाइन और फिर सडनली हो जाते हैं लाइक यू नो. एंड द थिंग इज दैट for me I think years of doing theater has kind of you know prepared me for most kind of situations. So I don't really know if I have a process to talk about honestly. I think that that's why and it's a good reference because again I think that that's why Sneha and I have worked so well together because Sneha has a lot of process. And Sneha is a very hardworking person, and you know she does a lot of prep. So, मतलब सारा groundwork वो करती है और मेरा थोड़ा सा ऐसा instinctive चलता है. मेरा थोड़ा सा ऐसा I thrive in being a little you know underprepared and making things up as they come. But I've always had a great support from people like you know the teams that I've worked with. Yeah. And most Sneha so far, but yeah, I think for me, I think the one thing is that because of theater and all these mediums that you kind of work in, I really enjoy working with actors. So mere liye wo sabse zyada important hota hai to kind of get into a room with them and actually use them to kind of tell a story, whether it's theater or whether it is you know a film or a web series, it doesn't matter. It's just that. Like that is for me the most basic thing that I enjoy so much that it doesn't matter what the medium is. Right. So that's something that I really enjoy and look forward to. Baki, it's really about, I mean, for me, I think one thing that, you know, a lot of people keep asking and someone over here also asked about, you know, stage and screen and the differences. I think that when you're directing for theater, I mean, there's so much more responsibility on your shoulder because, I mean, you know, there's not like a crew or something like that in place, mm-hmm. you know. Kind of you're running most everything and it's a much smaller team.
Correct.
I mean technically like you know you've had big productions that have been put up with totally just like 12 people and that's how you know you're kind of handling stuff over there. So I think when you move into like a film kind of scenario then suddenly like it's so technical. There are so many other departments that you have to depend on. There are so many other people that you have to kind of, you know, bring in and trust their expertise. And I have learned that basically, since filmmaking really is like a collaboration of a lot of people good at what they do, I think that trust becomes a very critical thing over there. And I think for me, my key process is to kind of, you know, make sure that I've got good people in each department and make sure that the atmosphere is conducive to them all performing their best. उसके बाद मतलब मेरे को किसी को वहां सिखाना नहीं है. मतलब मैं ना ही सिखा सकता हूँ. मतलब मेरे को कहानी बतानी है बट मेरे को कहानी के लिए इन सब की मदद लगेगी. तो इन सबको अपना काम करना है वो माहौल मुझे बनाना है. And I think that is important to kind of create an atmosphere where people can be at their most constructive and their most productive. So
it's amazing. What do you prefer? Where is your preference, theater or films?
Yeah, it's a very difficult question. I mean, I think that again, like I said, I mean, I you know love working with actors. I think theater is my happy place. I've been doing it for much longer, therefore, I mean, it's kind of like you know my safe place, my happy place. It's also quicker. The process over there is like concentrated 3 or 4 months and you know the thing is that you're getting immediate results. A film involves so much more you know work and so much more time. I love the theater very much but I also like enjoy directing films and web series quite a bit as long as they're active.
Yeah, okay, there's one more question that's come. Do you prefer letting your actors develop their own process or to crack a character for themselves or would you like to workshop them on your own for screen?
I think it's very interesting to see what actors bring to the table. Okay, Pass has asked one question I'll come back to. that. Abbas, I'll answer the Irfan question. I think that for me, and this is interesting because I also kind of spent 2.5 years as a casting director also at one point of time. And I think that casting is so critical, to get that right. Because then post that, you've cast these people for a reason. And that reason is what they can bring to that character. Of course, you're there to guide them to make sure that they are kind of bringing your character to life. But I have never imposed a process on any actor. And I think that all the actors that we have worked with all come from very different schools of acting. But the idea is to not let that become a hindrance at all. The idea is to kind of let that all come into, they have to all come from whatever training or whatever school of thought they have, but they eventually have to come and become part of the school of the film or the subject that you're making. You have to then kind of become part of one team and one homogeneous vision. And so as long as your process doesn't come in the way, I have never been a person to question anyone's process. I mean, everyone has their own, everyone has their own ways of approaching things. Sorry, before I forget, Abbas asked a question about, Irfan's.
Yeah, there are a couple of Irfan questions.
Yeah, about Karwan, about one memory of... So it's really weird. I mean, when Irfan sir passed away, I got a hell of a lot of phone calls from, the press was hounding and asking this question about this one memory and stuff like that. And I think it's very difficult to say one memory. And, the one thing I kind of realized is that you kind of look back at those 30 days that we shot Karwa as like one golden period. Like it was just a lovely vacation. And in Ooty and Kerala and such beautiful places and beautiful people. But I think now, post the tragic circumstances, I mean, when I think back of Irfan sir, and I mean, of course, if you sit down and kind of think, you'll come up with a lot. But one of the things that I remember the most is that we were shooting, for people who've seen Karma, we were actually shooting that interval sequence where, the van is stolen and they run behind it and there's water on both sides of the road. So we were shooting exactly by that water and we actually finished just before sunset. And Irfan sir was very happy in the outdoors. He was a very outdoor person. Like even if you ever wanted to kind of go out for dinner or a party or anything like that, he would always prefer, not being cooped up inside a place. He would prefer like open air and stuff like that. And there was this, and it was a lovely sunset. Kerala has lovely sunsets. And he just, suddenly on a whim decided that he wanted to get on a boat and go and watch the sunset. And we were just looking around, a fisherman that was passing by in a boat, and he asked the production people to talk to that fisherman, and they spoke to him in Malayalam, and that fisherman brought his boat to the shore, and Irfan sir actually went off onto that boat into the middle of the backwaters and watched the sunset, and he came back just so refreshed and happy and almost childlike. I remember that. And that for me is just a lovely, lovely memory about this man who actually stopped a fisherman's boat and got into a boat and went off to see a sunset and have a smoke. Yeah, that's a very poetic image.
Yeah. What a brilliant actor. I mean,
Abbas,
there are a couple of more questions. What if an actor has a complete different approach to a particular scene?
Doesn't matter as long as it's adding value to the scene. I don't think that people should be rigid about these things at all. Aapko kahani batani hai, agar aapki kahani bol pa rahe hain, to unka jo approach hai usse kya lena dena. Matlab at the end of the day, matlab agar aapko aapke stage pe ya aapke camera pe jo kahani aapko batani hai, jis tarah se agar wo dikh gayi, matlab kyunki at the end of the day, dekho, actor, and I don't mean this in a bad way at all, actor madhyam hota hai. To और मतलब आप आपको कहानी सुना रहे हैं, वो उसका माध्यम है, और वो जिस तरह भी वो उस मतलब पहुंचे उस रिजल्ट तक, क्या फर्क पड़ता है.
Correct, absolutely. Also, does a lot of your characterization come handy when you're already casting, and do you already see traits of it when you're casting, and does that make the process simpler in terms of
Yeah, it has pros and cons, man. See, the thing is, like, I tend to be quite clear about my casting because I fortunately know a lot of actors, you know, and I know a lot of their work and I know a lot of actors. So, but it has its pros and cons because I think maybe sometimes, you know, casting directors might feel like a little restricted by me. And that's why in the last couple of projects, I've taken a very conscious decision to kind of take a little bit of a backseat, you know, and let them do their jobs because, the casting directors around are great. So, you know, they're doing a terrific job. And the thing is that they have a wider reach than I do. And of course, I have favorites and I have people that, you know, I think can add a lot of value to a scene. And I believe that even for the smallest part, you need to bring someone who adds value. But I think that I've tried to be a lot more open of late.
Even the casting agencies right now are, I think, far better in terms of their approach than they were a couple of years ago.
Actually, my brother and I started a casting agency because of this, because we were not really happy with the way that our friends who were actors were being treated. So we cast two films and we cast a few ads, and we used to work out of our own theater godown. So we did 2 years, but after that, what happened? The weather changed. And then the casting agency started taking this. Very happy that that change came. Like, it was a bhed bakri wala chal raha tha, which was, you know, like people actually, wo Shri Ji ke upar jaate the log, aur wahan jaakar khade hote the line mein. और बाहर आकर कोई बोल देता कि no, rejected, you're not fit. और मतलब वो एक दो बार तो हम खुद भी गए थे और हमने बोला था कि ये तरीका क्या है, मतलब हम जानते हैं कि आपका स्ट्रेस है और आपके मतलब 150 लोग हुए, बट ये क्या तरीका है. तो हमने शुरू उस वजह से किया था एंड आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू से यार कि अब मतलब वो पूरा बदल गया है वो नजरिया. तो I'm much happier with the way that things are going right now. So, you know, they didn't feel like a need for us to continue because things had changed. So.
Good changes. Appreciative changes that are. Tanvi has a very nice question, which is similar to my question in my list, which is when you get to the edit table, I mean, when you're a writer and director on a film, is it easy for you to be objective at the edit table, or do you let your editor take over that part of your story?
I have learned through, like, you know, my entire journey that letting go is very critical. I don't think, of course, my editors might differ. I don't know. I don't think so. But I am actually very editor friendly. I think that it's very, I don't get married to stuff in terms of like content at all. I'm very like, go for the larger picture, make sure that if something's not working, it can go. Also, because I've also done theater and we are always trying to kind of, you know, keep our content limited and, you know, tight. I am all for tighter edits. I am all for trimming. I am all for that. So, and I think all the projects that I've worked on, I mean, we have. So the thing is, I'm not uneconomical. I'm fairly economical when I shoot because my training happened on film, not on digital.
Oh, lovely.
So Krish was shot on film. And I think that one thing that I learned very clearly from Rakesh Ji was that he was very clear about his edits in his head. So it wasn't too much excess shooting, which you see a lot of these days. So firstly, to begin with, I don't do too much, excessive shooting. And secondly, I think that I'm quite fairly ruthless when it comes to the edit in, to make sure that it's a better product.
Lovely. Yeah, that's a very good question. Your next film is a sports drama. I believe it's Rashmi Rocket, if I'm not wrong. Was it a conscious decision to do something different?
For me, I think more than the sports drama, I think at the end of the day, there's a very human story in the middle of it. I think the human drama part of it is the one that I kind of actually get attracted to. Sports in that sense is the background and the atmosphere. So for me, the journey of the people in it has to be important. And in that sense, there's a real kind of struggle over there. I can't compare it to, say, Avinash's struggle in Karwa. I can't compare it to that. But I mean, there is a very human struggle at the center of it all. And it's also about a, it's kind of about a fight for identity, more than anything else. So, so yeah, I mean, that's what drew me to it. Yes, I'm excited about the fact that it's different. I'm excited about the fact that, you know, I have to kind of tackle it in a slightly different manner. So, I mean, you know, like Hijack was an out and out comedy, and, you know, Karma was like a slightly more, you know, meaningful comedy. And actually the Netflix show that I've shot is a very like young adult kind of rom-com. And I think back in the day when we did Boygiri, that was like that had all the elements. It had a very like heavy drama show also, but it also had a lot of like humor and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, it's also important to kind of keep pushing yourself, you know, at that point. Yeah, I think it's a, okay. Yeah. Antara's asked a question. Where do you think the rhythm of a film is set? At a script level, shoot, or an edit? Or all three? Antara, I'd love to give an intellectual answer and say all three, but honestly, I think it's set at the edit. I think...
You can change it pretty much
completely. It's completely set at the edit. And so that way, like I said, I'm very editor-friendly, Antara. I'm hoping that you'll give me a chance to work with you. My editors all love me. So...
Me too.
There, one more. So,
me too. So lovely. Okay, so I wanted to get back to your future projects in terms of you have this Netflix series coming up. What can you tell us about it? Is it shot yet completely?
Yeah. We finished shooting last year. We finished shooting in last year. There's not very much that I can say about it right now because it hasn't been announced yet. But we're editing it. It's a nice... and very good actors. We shot extensively for about 2 months in Jaipur and Jodhpur, and I had a co-director on it, Nipun Dharmadhikari, who came I think at some point of time on this chat. Nipun is a national award winning director and a very good friend. He's also a great theatre director and a lovely actor, so we've actually spent a lot of time together in the last 4 years. He came on board direct it. And Nipun has actually directed he directed me in a film that I acted in called Bab Janma. It was a Marathi film. He's directed a film called Dhappa, a Marathi film called Dhappa, which I think everyone should go and see. It's a beautiful, beautiful film about children. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's on Z5, but it's a terrific film. So.
Definitely must watch. I'll put it on my list. I want to watch. I haven't been able to catch up on a lot of regional films and such. Some crazy Gujarati films also, which have...
I think
बहुत amazing films are here in regional sections. It's really good stuff. But coming to this whole situation that currently we are all in this whole lockdown, this quarantine, how do you think it's going to affect in terms of the future of the kind of content that we produce, the way we direct or edit or do post or whatever it is? How does the whole process of filmmaking get affected?
Honestly, I think that the right answer to this is I don't know. And I think that anyone who says that they know is lying. I don't think anyone knows right now. I think it's only complete confusion right now. Abhi ye filhal panic wala situation hai. Haan, hum log panic wale situations mein innovate karte hain. Lockdown mein bhi shoot kar rahe hain. Hum lockdown mein bhi cheeze create kar rahe hain. Hum log Zoom pe web series bana rahe hain. Ye sab hum kar rahe hain. Kyunki matlab hamara impulse hai ki create karo. तो हम क्रिएट कर रहे हैं क्या ये नॉर्म है मुझे पता नहीं ये कितनी देर चलेगा हमें पता नहीं आई डू थिंक इवेंचुअली लाइक विल बी बैक टू नॉर्मल देयर इज वेदर आफ्टर द वैक्सीन और जस्ट लर्निंग टू लिव विद दिस एंड आई थिंक दैट इट विल ऑल कम बैक टू नॉर्मल सी यस देयर विल बी प्रिकॉशंस यस देयर विल बी रिस्ट्रिक्शंस बट दैट्स ऑल राइट एंड आई थिंक इट विल ऑल इवेंचुअली फाइंड इट्स वे बिकॉज वो रोक के नहीं रख सकते आई थिंक दैट यू नो वो होगा I do think कि थोड़ा सा हमको technology की वजह से थोड़ा सा हमने एक innovate करना मतलब एक almost necessary हो गया है अभी फिलहाल हम लोग उस technology को explore कर रहे हैं क्वालिटी कंट्रोल फिलहाल है नहीं बहुत ज्यादा, बट मतलब धीरे धीरे आई थिंक के वंस मोर एंड मोर पीपल स्टार्ट टेकिंग दिस काइंड ऑफ एन अप्रोच सीरियसली, थिंग्स विल स्टार्ट गेटिंग अ लिटिल बेटर. सो या आई थिंक के इट्स अ अभी यार एक वेट एंड वॉच ही है. आई डोंट थिंक एनीवन कैन आंसर दिस क्वेश्चन. सो या
मतलब वी ऑल होपिंग फॉर द बेस्ट. But you know why I asked this question is because obviously this series, like I told you, is a lot for most of them are all aspiring directors, DPs, different kinds of filmmakers. I mean, how do they stay positive and, you know, kind of just, they don't need to be productive compulsorily, but just stay in the right frame of mind, you know. So what advice would you give them to after this or during this situation?
Yeah, see, there are two things, okay. One is that if there is a restlessness and there is an absolute urge inside you to do something creative, irrespective of good or bad or right or wrong, you should just do it. Okay, under the circumstances, whatever you can create, whatever gives you peace of mind, you should do it. Okay, right now at this point of time, koi judge nahi kar rahe. सब लोग सेम सिचुएशन है, और मतलब ये सिर्फ आपकी बिल्डिंग है, आपके कॉम्प्लेक्स में नहीं है, पूरे मतलब दुनिया में ये चल रहा है सब लोग. yeah. तो कोई जज नहीं होगा. तो अगर एक इम्पल्स आ रहा है कि करो तो कर लो. एट द ऑपोजिट एंड अगर नहीं आ रहा है और अगर इस वजह से बिल्कुल अनमोटिवेटेड हो गए और मतलब कुछ करने का मन नहीं कर रहा, तो वो भी ठीक है बिकॉज ये सिचुएशन इज समथिंग दैट वी हैव नेवर सीन. लाइक आई मीन नो वन हैज सीन इट. हम लोग क्या है कि हम लोग थोड़ा सा ऐसा अपडेट रह लेते हैं, बट ये किसी ने देखा नहीं है. नोबडी नोज हाउ टू टैकल दिस. सो आई मीन इफ इट इज टेकिंग अ टोल ऑन यू, ऑफ कोर्स इट्स सपोज्ड टू टेक अ टोल ऑन यू यार, यू कैन अलाउ इट टू. सो देयर इज नो कंपल्शन. इनफैक्ट मैं एक्चुअली बहुत ऐसा, इफ आई एम नॉट कॉन्स्टेंटली वर्किंग ना, मैं बहुत रेस्टलेस हो जाता और मैं और अभी चलो टचवुड मैं थोड़ा सा बिजी हूँ, बट मतलब देयर वर डेज मैं जहां ऐसा सोच रहा था कि मैं कर क्या रहा हूँ. एंड एक्चुअली माई वाइफ सेड समथिंग वेरी नाइस टू मी. And it also helps that she's a psychologist. But the one very nice thing that she said to me was that it was a very simple thing. She said, you know, it's okay to be unproductive. It's okay. It's all right. You know, it doesn't, this is not, something that mandatory. And also, if you're feeling unproductive, it's because you're comparing it with when the world was normal.
Right.
मतलब अब तुम आसपास देख लो तो तुम शायद सबसे ज्यादा वैसे भी प्रोडक्टिव हो, बट तुम अपने अपने लिए मतलब तुम अपने बेंचमार्क बहुत हाई सेट कर रहे हो. तो जरूरी नहीं है कोई, मतलब अगर तुम अनप्रोडक्टिव हो तो ठीक है यार, मतलब अगर कुछ नहीं करना तो कुछ नहीं. तो ऐसा
एब्सोल्युटली. नया इज आस्किंग इज देन एक्टर यू आर इचिंग टू वर्क विद अगेन. वेरी गुड क्वेश्चन.
वर्क विद अगेन.
आई थिंक यू शुड आंसर बोथ.
आई वांट स्नेहा टू एक्ट.
Oh, me too. Can I please assist you on that side, sir? I'll be whatever if you want.
Yeah, I want Sneha to. Is there an actor I want to work with again? Yaar, mera naam bahut ajeeb hai. Main matlab mere actors ke saath na rishte acche ban jate hain. I want to work with everybody again. I love working with people again. I mean, if you look back, the good thing for me is because I theater wagera karta hu na, I actually land up working with a lot of people again and again. You know, so wo mera chalta rehta hai. In fact, if you look at any of the projects, you'll see a lot of familiar faces jo repeat hote rehte hain. But yeah, I would of the people that I haven't worked with again, I mean, I would love to work with Dulkar again. I had a great equation with Dulkar, and I would love to do another subject with him because that was a very good experience. And there's something very nice and subtle about him that I think is quite rare. But yeah, I also work a lot with actors that I like. Varsha aunty wants me to talk about Sneha's contract. Done. Sneha ko acting karane ke liye main contract bhi jhel lunga.
Sir, I also wanted to know what keeps you inspired. What's the motivation? Where does it come from? Is there something that you do secretly? Because every time we see you, from an outside perspective, you're doing like 100 things. You're doing like 3 different plays. You're traveling also. You're writing something also. You're also directing something. Like, what is this extreme level of productivity and inspiration?
I think, and I don't know if he's watching right now, but I think this is my father's fault. I think that my father has a disease of multitasking. And I grew up watching him just do everything at the same time. He was doing a corporate job, he was doing theater, he was doing writing. He had a knack of taking on, you know, a lot. He is one of the best multitaskers that I have seen. And I think ki mujhe wo normal lag gaya. Mujhe laga ki yehi hai life. To ye mere baap ki galti
hai. Yeah. Like one of the questions was related to Akash sir, and I wanted to know what it's a very simple question. What's the best piece of advice your father has given you?
Oh, he's there. He's there.
So oh, yeah. Hello, sir. So glad to have you here. You were brilliant in Patalo and everything else for so many years.
Actually, yaar, mere liye na bada mushkil ho jata hai. Best piece of advice. So he's given me a lot of advice over the years, and I think that a lot of what he has said has kind of helped, shape the person that I am. He's been instrumental in, creating a certain part of me in that sense. Like, you know, the way I kind of think and I work, and he's given me a lot of advice. My mother should not feel bad at all. I am a complete mix of both of you. I don't know if it's advice, but it was basically like a setting of a path that he had given me. So my parents have always been very supportive of whatever I wanted to do. And I think it is because, you know, they had done, dabbled in enough creative things themselves and kind of, you know, juggled a lot of things together. But dad was very clear with me about a couple of things. One was that he said that at the very least, you have to be a postgraduate and don't do anything else. Because you can follow whatever dreams you have, but at least if you're a postgraduate, you'll have something to fall back on. And I think that was very helpful. That was the one thing that he told me. And I think that one other thing that he did, which kind of helped shape me, was that when we had our theater group and we started, our theater group was just making losses. I mean, I was loving what I was doing, but it was a hobby and it was making losses. And I was going on like that. I mean, I was earning money from films and playing in theater. And he at one point of time very nicely just came and told me ki ek deadline tere ko set karna padega ki agar is waqt tak teri company khud ko nahi support kar sakti na to you'll have to reconsider. And again, that was something that I was like, oh shit, yeah, okay. And I set a deadline for myself, and honestly I actually achieved whatever we had to at least a year and a half before that deadline. But I think these were two very clear kind of paths that were offered to me by him, I'm very grateful for both.
It's amazing. So do you like when you write and stuff, and obviously Akash sir also writes, do you bounce off script ideas or do you have conversations about films?
We stay apart now, so we don't talk as much. I think he discusses more things with my brother Adhar. Now Adhar himself is a writer. But all the stuff that I write or all the stuff that I'm going to direct is usually mailed to him when it's at a presentable level. And he's very prompt with his feedback. Within 24 hours, I get a very comprehensive reply to that. And I incorporate everything. Tum nahi samjhoge. Ankur is asking me, who is better, your ex-associate or present associate?
He just wants better marks. You don't get any marks, Ankur, for this question.
Ankur, I am basically constantly working with people, but none of them give to you.
Oh, mind blowing. Now he's just going to exit, delete Instagram for life.
Yeah, good.
On a lighter note, sir, what kind of films do you enjoy watching? I mean, apart from all the work that you do when you write, what do you like watching? What genres? What films you've seen something recently or something that you'd recommend?
I koshish karta hun that I watch everything. At least cover most genres as such. But of course, I think that the films that are dear to me are the kind of films that I would like to make. I know somebody asked a question about like who is your favorite director. It's very hard to pinpoint, but like, for example, Alexander Payne is someone that I love very much.
Films on journeys like you.
Yeah, and also, I mean, very human stories, right? I mean, like, it's a Alexander Payne's films are the kind of films that, you know, would inspire me to kind of make more films like that. I mean, I'm a mad Baz Luhrmann and Park Chan-wook fan, but I don't know if that's the kind of films that I'll end up making. I kind of like those. I really like those kind of soulful indie films. Those are the ones that I really love like watching, and those are the ones that are kind of dear to me.
Since we are almost out of time, sir, just quickly, if you wrap, lines in terms of just for people who are aspiring filmmakers, if you want to give them some advice on how to get into direction, or how should they go about things from now on?
It's a very different, difficult question to answer. How to get into direction? I feel there are two ways that you can kind of get into it in a slightly structured manner. One is by being a writer, and the other is by being an assistant. Okay, I have fortunately been both. I had the good fortune to do that. I think both add immense value. I think that when purely writers become filmmakers, sometimes they are crippled by the lack of practical knowledge of being on a film set. They have spent a lot of time over there. But I think that you have to be a part of the process. It's important to kind of, be a part of that process. I think, either write or assist. I mean, whatever is accessible to you, do that. And be on any kind of high horse about it. I mean, don't worry about the kind of quality you're putting out when you're writing. Just write, make mistakes, and assist. Hate it if you must, but see what it is. At least see what it entails.
Brilliant. So guys, if you all are looking at becoming directors, start assisting, start writing right now. Thank you so much, sir, for doing this. For coming on this live chat, taking all these beautiful questions that people have asked you, and all these family people that are here. Thank you guys for coming in. I'm so glad Akash sir came on this chat. I'm so glad he came.
How do you get away with telling the harshest truth to people's faces? Do I do that?
Yeah.
I think because I kind of follow it up with flashing them, so I think it leaves them completely baffled because I win them over by confusing them.
You heard that on this channel. Akash sir, thank you so much. You've been nothing less than amazing. I'm so glad you agreed to doing this. Thank you guys for tuning in. The thing is, it's good for all these people, for me, especially me. I started on this whole thing very selfishly, saying that yaar mujhe seekhne milega itne logo se baat karke, itne experiences sunke. So, but thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Bye. Good night, guys. Thanks, Sitanshu.
Thank you, Akasal. Bye bye.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please consider following it and sharing it with others. You can find me on Instagram at Sitanshu Datta, that is SitanshuDatta, or email me at behindtheplotpodcast@gmail.com. Because I'd love to hear your thoughts, ideas, and suggestions regarding this episode and future ones. Until then, stay creative and keep at it.